Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good day and afternoon, morning, or evening, whatever time you're watching or listening to this. And if you are listening live, we will say good afternoon. Well, we are so excited about what God has been doing in our lives, and the International Global Summit was awesome. I tell you, we prayed for over a year for the summit, and we had people that came from every nation. We had 5 days sessions to be able to share and minister. Our opening was more or less a meet and greet for those who came in. And we had awesome dance by one of our sister, Darlene, who danced with hula hoops. And she got it from the fire rings from the book of the Bible in Ezekiel. And it was just so anointed. And just the fellowship that we had on Sunday night, we had our wonderful pastor from Uganda, Bishop Philip Charo, who ministered a powerful prayer word referencing coming against the storm, and how through the blood of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit, the storms in our life, that we can go through them. But how many of you know the safest place is in the middle and the eye of the storm? On Monday night, we had Brian Guerin, who ministered a powerful message, demonstrated signs, wonders, and miracles. And I think Tuesday night was one of my favorites, as well as in the day sessions. We had such a powerful lineup of speakers. But on Tuesday evening, just really enjoyed the anointing. It brought joy to us. There was power in our medley of speakers. We did tag team preaching with our one and only, our special daughter, Elizabeth, from Kenya. And she really ministered a powerful word. And then Pastor Starr, she ministered an awesome word on faith. And then we had our brother who came from South Africa, first time in the U.S., Minister Kevin. And then, of course, throughout the week, our morning sessions, I call our morning glory, were really good. We had our 8 o'clock sessions on Tuesday, and Minister Phillips, he continued on, and we had Kay Miller and Dr. Sugar Trash. She ministered on the power of the Holy Spirit, and we just had a really good time in the Lord. And of course, on our Wednesday morning, we had Eddie Bayer. If you want to get the tapes, please call our office. We'll be glad to get those to you. But she ministered on how to write a book, and it was such an anointed message. She almost like preached talk. But anyone out there who has a heart to write a book or desire to write a book, she discussed that along with our sister, Dr. Ripley, and she was very, very, very anointed, and she has an awesome book as well, dealing with business. And so we just had a really good time all together total. We had 15 sessions, and on Monday night, I did some tag team preaching, and we just had a really good time. And we want to invite those of you who are in the Dallas area. We're continuing with our International Global Summit 2016, because we had it for 5 days, and we had another day where we were going to have our banquet and international dinner, and we were dressing up in our attire and doing some appreciation. So we are going to do that on October the 29th in Dallas, Texas. So if you're listening to the message, you would love to come out. We're going to be honoring some of our very own that have been with us, and most of all, Pastor Star, who we're so excited about. She is going to be ordained. Now, she's already been licensed, I believe. We had to get this right. We licensed for 8 years. She's been ordained for 10 years, and we are conferring upon her installation and elevation to continue on the work as a global, an apostolic global ambassador. So I'm excited for her. It's always good to see our young people doing the will of God and walking in the blessings. We also honored some of the people that's been on our committees or gone on mission trips with us 30 years ago or for the last 30 years. Mark and Bonnie Hicks came from, they were there from Florida, and Kelly Powell, he's been a part of sending out tons of literature all over the world. I think we average 3 to 4 tons a year. Just sending out literature to Africa, and so that's good. That's been a good thing, you know, just getting the word out. Sometimes we may not be able to go, but we are able to send the literature and send things out. And so that has been a really good thing for us, just having him a part and so honoring him. And then one of our leaders, Dr. Alva Wilson, she has been doing ministry. She just turned 76, and so we'll be honoring her as well as Dr. Trash and Barbara Houston. So that is on the continuing what we didn't get to give our honorees, our appreciations, which were the next day. But we're going to continue that in Texas. So those of you who like to come out, we love to have you. We always are ready for a gathering, and it's nothing like brothers and sisters dwelling together in love. And we have an awesome magazine with our 30th year. This is our 30th year that we were celebrating of taking teams overseas. And so this is what we were doing in Florida. And our volunteer staff for those 5 days, Belinda McKinley, I mean, she served and along with Dr. Trask. They were our on-site supervisors, and Ali and Messiah. She really helped with hospitality, along with Kathleen Golden and Nadine Matthews. They were such a blessing to the body of Christ and to everyone that walked through those doors. And during that time, we had Hurricane Matthew, so we had the first 5 sessions, and the 5 nights and the 15 sessions during that time. But on that Thursday, just as, you know, an act to be able to, for people's safety and the concerns, we didn't continue with it, but the people that were there, they remained, and some flights did leave out, but they remained as intercessory cell groups that actually were in, I think we have 5 different parts of Florida area, those that remained, and they prayed through the storm, as I would say, and some of them were in the middle of the storm. And what was such a blessing, I talked to Dr. Alvin and Cynthia Jones on Wednesday night, and they called me and said they were at the airport, and they were coming. Well, the storm people had predicted that the hurricane would be in Florida area on Friday, late Thursday night, early Friday morning. But they said God had sent them to come, and they were coming. And, of course, the next day, flights going in and out were canceled. So I believe that God had them right there in the middle of downtown Orlando, and they said they came in as interceptors. So that was very, 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 very interesting, you know, just what God did through the different people. So we just want to give thanks to the generous friends and families and supporters and partners and business and sponsors, and for all the financial blessings and support and all the prayer and intercession that went forth. And we want to give out a special thanks to Pastor Starr, who will carry her mandate as an apostle. So people are like, well, we're not into titles. We go by, you know, just our names. But we, one of the things I know, our gifts make room for us, and we need to acknowledge. In a business, you have the people who are the housekeepers, who are the presidents of the company. You have those who have the administrators. Well, an apostle apostolically is actually one who's sent of God and who is a missionary. So we're just honoring her and her apostolic global ambassadorship. So we just thank God for her and doing such a wonderful job putting together the magazine. And we thank God for her steadfastness to the call of God and all of her things that she has done over the years. It's just honorable and admirable. And we just appreciate Pastor Starr's example of Christ and her selfless call to love God and love people. And we just pray that the next years will be greater. And we know that if we pray and plead the blood over her, that the best is yet to come in her life. And all of the volunteers and participants, we just thank God for all of them and for their support. And most of all, for their prayer, their assistance. We didn't have anybody complaining. They gave so much advice and guidance planning for this. And it was a monumental time because it was our 30th year of celebration. And we'll continue to celebrate even into 1987 because some of it came about mid-year of and at the end of the year of 86 on into the remainder portion of 87. And actually during that time in our 80s, we have our magazine. One of the pictures we did not get in was our trip that was taking place in 1986 in China. I went to the Great Wall, smuggled in Bibles in the underground church and so forth. But we just want to thank God and for everything that he's doing, and even as we go further, our hardest missions is to take teams overseas. Some it's not always in the limelight or out front, but it's always been to take a couple of teams a year overseas to do the will and the work of God from every area, from preaching the gospel to, I mean, we've painted walls, we've tore down buildings, stone curtains, and we preach the gospel, and we've also done crusades. So whatever God would have us to do. But we want to thank those that have been there to fund the kingdom and for their faithful support and investment into the nations, and not only the nations, but into generations. So your generosity, it's been there and helps to enable us to go forth to preach the gospel, and because the gospel is free to all, but it takes finances to fund the kingdom and to fund the vision. And so we just thank everyone for everything you've given, and we just hope you will continue to partner with us anew for greater things ahead. And so we just pray for those of you who are out there listening, 100-fold blessing, 1,000 times, and even for your prayer that you prayed for us. And so all of our board and committee members, we appreciate them for what they have done. And with gratitude on our behalf of our Life Enrichment Ministries, Azusa, what's always this mission. It's just, it's always, I can say, always been our hope, it's been our desire that people will partner with us as your missionaries to the nation. We are, some people, they may look at us differently, but we're really true missionaries. But so, we want you just to partner with us as missionaries to the nation, and our prayer is that even that you'll go with us sometimes. And a lot of people don't know we have a school, but we just pray even that some of you will be a part of our mission school, and that you will go and pray and even give to send missionaries to the nations and to the earth, because we know that the harvest is ripe, and it really is harvest time. And speaking of Harvest Time International, for those of you who don't know about Harvest Time International, that is where we had our event, and they have a 100,000 square foot building, and they send tons of sheets and blankets and quilts all over the United States. And when there's a disaster and food, but predominantly tons of that has gone over to Haiti, to Africa, and around the world. And they actually have four different locations in the U.S. as well as places throughout the U.S. where things are received and shipped. And we just give honor to them and thank Pastor John and Mary and the HTI team just for opening up their doors to us. And I'm telling you, we had a wonderful, wonderful time there. And we're humbled and honored and privileged to be there in that first-class facility. And so we just thank them for their kindness, for the hospitality, and most of all, for their generosity. So we're just grateful for everything that happened. And, you know, and you might say, well, what was our heart? What was our goal? Our goal was to bring people together, to share the heart of missions, and to have people there to be stirred in their gifting, stirred in their calling. And our heart is to see an awakening that the people around the world, that they are released, that they are released, and that they are elevated to a whole another level of what God would have them to do in their calling. Because when you can inspire someone in their calling to do the things that God has called them to do, I think you have made a great impact. You know, it's been said that one of the greatest compliments that anyone can get is for someone to imitate what you're doing. And so if people are imitating you, or if they're imitating what you're doing for Christ, and that's what we want to see, those that are imitators of Christ and those that are doing in things and encouraged by your walk, and that was our desire, that people may go even on mission and go on mission trips just as we go. And if they can't go with us, the main thing is that we're getting in the go. But we would desire that you would travel and go with us, or that you get going. And so that's what we want to see, and that's what we're believing for. Well, one of the things that was, we can't ignore, as the old saying goes, ignore the elephant in the living room, but that we had Hurricane Matthew coming from across the ocean from the south to the north and on east. And during our conference at the end, and one of the things that we got from that was we actually looked at Matthew, and Matthew 7 was one of the scriptures, because it really talks about the hurricane and the wind blowing. And just in closing with this, today we didn't do any preaching or teaching, since this was kind of fresh in my heart, I thought that we would go ahead and just talk about the conference and thank everyone and give an invitation to our event that we're going to actually have in Dallas on the 29th to continue our international festival. But back to Matthew, you know, just seeing the video and even being there, you could see the wind. And as it was blowing, some of those trees were bending and they were touching the ground. Or as some people say, they were kissing the ground. But some trees, I talked to one of my friends, and she said, oh my, I have 5 feet of water in my backyard. And she said she saw 4 different snakes. And she said the trees next door to her neighbor's house were uprooted. And when we think of Matthew, it talks about, in the 7th chapter, a house is built on the sand, a house is built up on the rocks that it stands. But you also think about a tree that's deep-rooted. And I think that's what God is really speaking to us in this hour, that we need to really be deep-rooted. With our roots go deep. You know, a tree that's planted by a river of water, it goes what down deep because those roots go out to receive the water, and it goes deeper and deeper and deeper into soil. And I believe in this very hour that God is wanting us, all of us, to draw nigh to Him, and He will draw nigh to us. God is wanting us to go deeper in Him. He's wanting us to be able to be like that tree, that when that wind blows, that hurricane or that tornado or that storm comes, that we're like that tree of living water, that it cannot be moved because we're steadfast. We're steadfast and unmovable. And the enemy, he can't come and pull us up. He can't pull us out. Because what do we do? What are we doing? We are deep-rooted. And that neighbor's tree, he was telling me the roots and everything came out. It just uprooted. But we see that, he was saying in her yard, and it could have been the way the wind blew, but she said the trees were still stable. And so in Matthew 7, it says in 21, it says, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. So God is just telling us to be doers of the word. He's telling us to be deep-rooted. And it says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And it goes on to say, and in the name, have we not cast out devils in your name, done many wonders and works? And then he says here, then I will profess to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Therefore, whosoever hears these things of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a man who, what? Who's wise, and he built his house up on a rock. So you might say, okay, what is all this building the house up on a rock? It's just basically he's saying that person is the one who hears the word and does it. The one whose house is on the sand, it really doesn't have that foundation. So therefore, what it is that it is it's shallow, it's shaky ground. It's just any little wind that comes by, it's going to blow it. But if you're a doer of the word and you're hearing His word, and then you're following suit and doing His word, that is going to give you a firm foundation where you will be you will be steady. And then that's what we are wanting to see in the body of Christ. And someone says, oh, that's so judgmental. Oh, to say that you can't, that, you know, you're on shaky ground and that God is going to judge you and say, work. But that's what God is saying to those who don't do the will of the Father. He's going to say, well, I don't know who you are. I don't know you. Your work is of iniquity, but when we're working God's will, it's just like, I want you just to stop, and I want you to think about your children. Okay, maybe you don't have children. Think about when you were a child. Now, look at those of you who do have children. When they do what you ask them to do, it's more of a firm, safer foundation even for them. Because if they do the right thing, or when you were a child, if you did the right thing that your parents told you to do, it's so much better because you are, you know, you're in that safe zone. And that's all God is saying, my children. Come on, don't be workers of iniquity. I want you to do what I have asked you to do. I want you to be on that firm foundation. I want you to be on that solid rock. Come on. I want your roots to grow deep. I want you to stand when adversity comes. I want you to stand when the Hurricane Matthew comes. I want you to heed my warnings. I want you to walk in the blessing. And that's what we're decreeing and declaring over our lives and even from our conference. We had 5 days and 15 sessions. We didn't get to do our dinner. But, you know, that's what God is speaking. And he's speaking that to all of us. So let's go forth. Let's be doers of the word and not hearers only. Because when we do what God says, even as a parent, you tell your child, don't touch that stove. You'll get burned. Don't go out and put in that car. You could get hit. If we obey God's plan, obey his word with repentant heart, we're like that tree that's planted by the river of living water that won't be uprooted. Or we're like that house that's built on the solid foundation. So it says in 24, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and do them, I will liken him unto a wise man. So we speak to you today. Let's be wise men and women who build our house upon the rock. So when the Hurricane Matthews come and the rains descend and the floods come and the winds blow, verse 25, and they beat up on that house, some of our team members, and we were talking about how that rain was coming and it was beat up on the house, even in Haiti. One of the places we stayed, it still stood, and they even used it as a refuge. And some of the other houses, they couldn't stand. But when we build our house up on the rock, it says in 25, and the rain descended, and the flood came, and the winds blew and beat up on that house, and it fell not, for it was founded up on a rock. And everyone that hears these things of mine and do them and do them not shall be what? Likened to a foolish man who builds his house upon the sand. And the rain came, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat up on that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Even when we had Hurricane Katrina, we heard, oh, the levees weren't strong enough. The water came through. You know, the houses were floating. We have to make sure we're on firm foundation. So that's what I'm aiming towards, to continue to be on that solid rock, which is Christ Jesus, and to be a hearer of the word and a doer. And it goes on in 29 to say, and it came to pass when Jesus had ended these things, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribe. So thank you so much for listening. I am so excited about what God did at International Global Summit. We'll never, ever forget it. And we thank God in Jesus' name for what he's doing in us and what he's doing through us. And remember, if you can come out and make it to our International Global Summit banquet, we're giving awards out for the best dressed International Global Summit person. And so we're excited about what God is doing. You know, in the body of Christ, he wants us to have fun and have abundant life. But there are souls out there that need to hear about the good news. So let's share it. Have a good day and blessings to you and success to you and your family. God bless.